The Vast Stakes in Biodiversity Conservation. E.O. Wilson has recently described biodiversity conservation as nothing less than the protection of the creation itself. Indeed, he has reached across scientific lines to American religious communities in order to find common cause in the protection of the creation, both from a scientific and a religious point of view. This is not merely rhetoric. Protecting biodiversity is nothing less than protecting the underpinnings of life itself. Ecology emphasizes the interconnections of all living systems, and that the destruction of biodiversity at the current rate poses not only a spiritual loss, but also a practical threat to human food production, protection from pathogens, and sustenance of countless other aspects of our lives and livelihoods. This, too, was the theme of the Millennium Ecosystem Assessment, the largest global effort ever undertaken to catalog the state of the world's ecosystems and the human effects on them. The assessment brings modern ecology to the service of human well-being by outlining the various ways that our well-being depends on ecosystem functions and how human activities are undermining those critical functions. The study categorizes the functions of ecosystems into four areas: supporting services, provisioning services, regulating services, and cultural services. These in turn support well-being in several ways. Supporting services are the key basic processes of ecosystems that contribute to their ability to meet human needs. Supporting services include nutrient cycling, such as cycling of nitrogen and carbon, which is vital for life, soil formation, and primary production through photosynthesis. These basic functions then contribute to higher-order services. Ecosystems provision society in the forms of food, fresh water, wooden fiber, and fuels. Ecosystems regulate the natural environment to prevent floods, keep epidemics in check by limiting disease-transmitting species, purify water in wetlands, and stabilize the climate. And ecosystems sustain cultural and ethical values in beauty, relations with other species, scientific inquiry, and artistic endeavors. Clearly, our well-being depends fundamentally on these ecosystem services. The MEA discusses four endpoints of well-being supported by these varied services. Security includes protection from natural hazards, floods, droughts, predators. Material needs include foodstuffs, building materials, fibers for clothing, and energy supplies. Health includes clean water and air, and relative safety from pathogens. Social cohesion includes community trust and well-being that is supported by a shared and trusting community commitment to a healthy environment. All of these are a form of empowerment of individuals and communities to meet desired objectives, material and spiritual. The main lesson of ecology is the interconnectedness of the various parts of an ecosystem and the dangers of abrupt, nonlinear, and even catastrophic changes caused by modest forcings. We have already seen these threats in the case of climate change. The same is true regarding the loss of biodiversity. It is a basic finding that biological diversity increases the productivity and resilience of ecosystems. With more species filling more niches in a given location, a biodiverse ecosystem is better buffered against external shocks and is more adept at cycling nutrients, capturing solar radiation, utilizing water resources, and preventing the takeover of the system by single predators, weeds, or pathogens. In other words, preserving biodiversity helps to preserve all aspects of ecosystem functions. Removing one or more species from an ecosystem, for example, by selective harvesting of trees or fish or hunted animals, can lead to a cascade of ecological changes with large, adverse, and nonlinear effects on the functioning of the ecosystem. Unfortunately, human activities are very often designed precisely to simplify ecosystems, often to their grave peril. In modern farming, monocultures of crops often replace multiple intercropped species and varieties, leading to a decline of biodiversity, genetic variation within species, and resilience to climate change or plant diseases. Fishing fleets often aim to harvest particular high-valued species, often the largest and slowest growing carnivorous fish at the top of the food chain, yet the removal of a part of the food chain has ripple effects throughout the ecosystem. Fishing stocks have become smaller because of the culling of the largest fish and more concentrated at lower trophic levels, meaning the herbivorous prey rather than carnivorous predators. In some fisheries, The removal of the top trophic species has led to a cascade of species changes, such as when the overhunting of the sea otter along the Pacific coast of the United States led to a proliferation of sea urchins, the prey of the otter, which in turn led to a decline in the great kelp forests, the feedstocks of the sea urchins. The MEA documents several accelerating, abrupt, and potentially irreversible changes. These include disease emergence as animal and human populations come into contact, which has occurred with HIV/AIDS, transmitted to humans through the mutation of a chimpanzee virus, SARS, transmitted to humans most likely by an infected civet, avian flu, West Nile virus, and Rift Valley fever. Algal blooms, caused by the increase of nitrogen loading, which have led to massive fish kills and dead zones, for instance in the Gulf of Mexico. Fishery collapses, exemplified by the collapse of the great Newfoundland cod fishery off the coast of Canada. The replacement of corals by algae in many locations, caused by eutrophication and the decline in populations of fish that feed on algae, and with a consequent long-term decline in the reef's fish population and overall biological productivity. Desertification, as land degradation exacerbated by climate change and other influences, leads to a collapse of grasslands, moisture retention, and soil structure. Massive vulnerability to natural hazards, such as increased flooding, landslides, and storm surges. Crop failures, caused by pests, pathogens, destruction of biodiversity, for example, the loss of pollinators, soil erosion, water pollution, increased low-level, tropospheric, ozone.